Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Humat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Well, here we go for the final hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Glad you could be with us today. First hour here on 570 KVI has been fascinating. Actually, all three hours. Been kind of interesting today. A wide variety of calls. So with that in mind, why don't you call with your questions right now? We do have two lines open at 1-888-312-5757. So why don't we go to Joe from JBLM. Interesting. I'm not sure where JBLM is.
Joe, yeah.
Oh, okay, Joe,
South
welcome.
Hello, north of Olympia. Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir. And don't worry about that fake news there. Notice the mincing of the words. They're characterizing him. They're not declaring him. All Trump has to do is pull an executive order to demand every governor of every state count the registered votes with the votes that came in, and they're going to detect a lot of fraud there. So he'll get it handled. Well, anyway, I'm calling about depression. What can we take? It's not for me. What can we take for depression that's not Prozac, something natural?
Wow, is that a loaded big question?
Yeah, it depends a lot on where they are in life, what's triggering the depression.
How long they've had depression.
What's triggering, it's come on pretty quick. Good old Pops was killed at the VA hospital. And to all you veterans out there, do not go to the VA hospital. They covered it up and everything. They called us and said, oh, surgery went fine. He's in recovery. We call the recovery floor, and they say, what room is he in? He goes, he's not here. He's down in surgery. He died in surgery, but yet they tried to cover it up and make it look like he died 15 minutes after he got to recovery. Well, that said, that's the cause of the depression, untimely death.
So, all right. How old is this person?
Well, about 70.
Okay. Okay. Here's our situation. 70-year-olds, is it female or male?
It's female.
Okay. Females have a higher instance of depression. They have a much higher instance of depression after menopause, which clearly is well after menopause. Situational depressions, which is what you're describing to me, is a depression that's triggered by a specific event. The fact is that situational depressions tend not to last terribly long, usually just a couple, 2 or 3 months, and then they start pulling out of it. And in which case things like Prozac are usually not indicated because they take a couple, 2 or 3 months to get working in the first place. And with a situational depression that's usually resolving by then without medication. So you're primarily looking at lifestyle issues. You know, things you can do that tend to elevate mood. One of those things is don't overeat. It's kind of interesting. A lot of people, when they're under stress, become stress eaters, and they really load up on food. And it turns out that actually makes them feel tired and loggy and lethargic and uncomfortable, which just makes depression worse. Okay. Instead, they need to be eating lightly, and they need to get out and move. They need to be physically active. Physical activity improves mood more consistently than medications do. So, you know, eating lightly, moving rapidly, getting out, doing everything they can possibly do. Be with other human beings. Do not isolate. And do not hang around with other tired, depressed old folk, because that just feeds the situation. You know, she needs to be with younger, upbeat, active human beings that have a smile.
Yeah, and I agree with what you're saying. I would maybe increase physical activity to help improve her sleep quality. So if she's not sleeping well, I would do whatever you can to help improve her sleep. Because if she's not sleeping, then it'll perpetuate that depression even more. So get her a little melatonin or theanine or whatever she needs over the counter that helps her to sleep better. She's rested when she wakes up in the morning. And I like task orientation. Small little tasks that keep you preoccupied and are helpful in getting you over the hump. It could be volunteering. It could be church activity. It could be whatever gives you pleasure. But focus on getting her involved and engaged in something that gives her positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm. And
well,
you notice...
can you guys prescribe her some oxytocin? Would that help her?
I don't know. I mean, oxytocin is of benefit with an awful lot of situational depressions and post-traumatic stress syndrome. But, you know, we don't prescribe for people that are not our patients. So if she were one of our regular patients, then the doctor could certainly consider that. But
well, she could be. You know, I sent her down to Dr. Jonathan Wright's clinic. It didn't really help her out too good, so she might be open to coming down and see y'all.
Well, we do have a clinic there in Tacoma, which is close to you guys. So, yes, that, you know.
First step would still be the free health analysis.
Yes, first step is to come in and get evaluated and let us decide what we can or can't do to help. You know, we are not all things to all people. We are a specialty clinic. And, you know, so any help we gave her would be as part of an overall rather comprehensive program.
Yeah, and our doctors in Tacoma are really, really excellent physicians. I have high confidence in them being able to help you turn this around for her.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I appreciate your time, docs.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I know that is... of real concern. Depression is a serious thing.
It is. And the older you get, the more easily you become depressed.
Now,
women get depressed more than men.
Yeah, we haven't talked about my depression for quite a while, and I'm kind of happy about that. I had 27 years. Sounds like a different type of depression what she was struggling with.
Yes.
Mine was just sort of unending with... maybe a few 5 or 6 week very, very dark holes every year that I would go into. And honestly, even longevity for a while didn't seem to help until you sort of had a brainchild and because of all your research with inflammation. Mm-hmm. For me, you put me on an anti-inflammatory diet and various supplements and things. And for me, it just sort of snapped me out of it, and I haven't even had a moody day now almost 8 years. And so, but that was unique. That's me. Inflammation obviously was playing a huge role.
Yeah, it's fascinating that every anti-inflammatory on the market is also an antidepressant.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know, so, I mean, things like ibuprofen and ketoprofen stuff,
yeah.
Those are marketed as anti-inflammatories, but they all have an antidepressant effect. When you decrease brain inflammation, you decrease depression too.
Yeah.
Well, you decided to just throw the kitchen sink at me it relates to inflammation.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
And
we did.
Literally, within a week or two, I was a different person.
You know, as a general rule, and I don't know this specific case, but as a general rule, when depression has been present as long as yours was, that is harder to treat than a situational event like hers is.
Yes, that's good news, yeah. Joe. Yeah. Joe, yeah. I hope you're still listening.
It is, and that's why we said these usually start to resolve within two to three months.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll hang around for a year.
Sure.
But most often, 2 or 3 months, they start to
improve. Sure.
So, yes, situational depressions are very different from the chronic endogenous depression you were suffering from, Pete. But, you know, in your case, all of the psychotropics, the antidepressants and stuff they were giving you weren't helping. And, you know, with...
Well, for me, I was on the antidepressants, but then I was having such horrible anxiety attacks in addition to the
depression.
Then
they added the anti-anxiety drugs, which aggravate the depression.
That's right. So I was on this roller coaster. It was just a hellish, hellish time.
Mm. And the answer for you turned out to be suppress your systemic inflammatory process, get the inflammation down in your brain, and you perked right up, and it's been years now.
8 years. Yeah. Literally, when I say I haven't had a moody day, and I've had some dark days situationally, I mean, with, you know, serious things have happened. I've lost money or various business issues or what have you, and not a moody day. This is an area that just kind of freaks me out because I know there's so many people struggling, and I was on so many drugs. I mean, they experimented. I was on antipsychotics, all kinds of stuff, uppers, downers, sideways. Oh my gosh. I just ache for people with depression.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about it.
Well, it's a life threatening condition. I mean, people don't commit suicide because they're happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me.
You know, suicidal ideation usually goes with depressive disorders.
Do you know, even though it's been 8 years, mm-hmm. my wife will still very regularly come up to me, put her hands on my face, and literally oftentimes we're praying or what have you, but she'll say, I'm so glad I have you back.
Mm.
Because for 20 or so years, I was normal. And then I had these 27 years of misery. And even though it's been 8 years and I've been my old self, she still is so grateful to have me back. Those 27 years were tough.
Yeah.
In fact, my psychiatrist once said that with the depression I had was so bad, it's rare that the spouse stays. Divorce is very, very typical.
Sure, and that's not uncommon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so sad. Oh,
it's
my
sad,
gosh.
Yeah.
All right, just one more reason. Even though, hey, we're not a weight loss clinic. We're not a depression clinic.
Psychiatrist.
You know, this is not technically what we do, but does it make sense? I mean, come on. Does it make sense that if you balance your endocrine system, your hormones and what have you, it can have many benefits.
What people don't realize is they start classing hormones by functions. You know, thyroid hormone for thyroid levels, you know, the so-called sex hormones for your reproductive tract. So all of these are brain hormones.
Yes.
Whether it's thyroid, estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, pregnenolone, dehydroepiandrosterone, all of these hormones are brain hormones. They all impact the way we think and the way we feel. And I think, Pete, the easiest way to put this is that healthy people are happy people.
That's a simplistic but a beautiful way to say it.
But it really is.
Yeah.
You know, if you're truly healthy, you're going to be a lot happier than if you are sick.
Sure.
Simple rule.
My son will tell this story. He told it just a month or so ago at a party gathering, because my son grew up right sort of in the middle of my 27 years of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's been so weird for the last 8 years. I never knew my dad could laugh.
Mm.
And now I laugh a lot. I laugh here on this show. But I just love life, and I'm laughing. And he says, it's a whole new dad, a whole new persona or whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, you're right, Jerry. We don't promise fixes or anything, but there's so much logic to setting things in balance, making things in balance, holistically, however you want to term that. And so with that in mind, the first step, maybe you're, you know, whether you're depressed, whatever, is not the issue. But if you're not happy with your aging process, just like Dr. Mixon just said, then why don't you just take a simple step and see if there's something that maybe you could do? Because if you don't measure, you don't know what the issues are. You don't measure, you don't know. You measure, you'll at least know what your basic risks are and what some of your options are. That's the first thing you need to do. That's why we decided almost 2 years ago now that, well, we're just going to take that first step and do it for free. And so if you'd like one of those free health analysis appointments, two free tests, a blood test, a simple or a very special in-body test, then we hope you will just go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and choose the clinic that is best for you, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland. When you do that, the schedule for these free health analysis appointments will come up on your screen, and you just select the one that's best for you, and it's yours. And that's what I suggest you do. And yes, yes, even I think through the end of the year, we're still going to give as an extra incentive $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in for the free health analysis appointments. You make your own appointment at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Or you can call 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike in Bury, and he has a question about phantom leg pain. And I understand that happens a little more regularly with older people. I think
it does.
I think that's true. Okay, we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to take your call because you have a question. I know you do. And you can call 1-888-312-5757.
The aging process is not easy. This is not something you can stop, but you can certainly feel a lot better along the way and not have as many of the symptoms that people think is normal when they aren't. And that's what longevity will do for you. As far as longevity goes, it is as close as you're going to get to the fountain of youth.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game, all in the wonderful game that we know as love.
11:23. Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Pete Talbot. Sitting with me in the studio, Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer of Longevity Medical Clinics, and to my right, Dr. Samira Umat, the assistant medical director at Longevity. So we're here to take your calls. Again, if you have a question for either one of these two fine physicians, our number is 1-888-312-5757. You call right now, and we will have you on right after we talk to Mike in Burien. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys.
How can we help you?
How can we help, sir?
Well, I've got phantom leg pain. Comes on probably once or twice a month, and it really is very, very cruciating, destructive pain. It's I lost my leg about 4 years ago. Was amputated, and this just blows me away. I just wondered if you could recommend any kind of a supplement or pill I can take to cut the pain.
This is a really tough one.
No, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. You said you have the pain, phantom pain attacks only a couple of times a month?
Yeah, baseball, it might be little ones out throughout the month, but when the big ones come, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I have to get up.
Mm.
I got to get up and stand up, and I guarantee I'm not rocking and rolling on one leg, but I would like to be able to get rid of that pain.
Sure. Are you on any medication for it at this time?
No.
Okay. So you, as a general rule, you don't need anything.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah, okay.
I can't think of any supplements, and even within the pharmaceuticals, about the only thing that comes to mind as a possibility would be something like gabapentin.
And tricyclic antidepressants used to be the hallmark initially. They were our first go-to. And then when the newer gabapentin and Neurontin types of drug came in, they were becoming very popular. So they do have a role to play. They're non-addictive. Mm-hmm. They will help. Physical therapy sometimes will help as well. If you have a neuroma at that amputation site that is causing that phantom pain to get aggravated, then you can get something done for that. I have heard some other non-traditional routes include acupuncture therapy. That might be worth thinking about if you know somebody who's good at it. Another thing, actually, this I saw at one of the last physical medicine and rehab conferences I went to, was about 2 or 3 years ago now. The virtual goggles, they're coming back in a big way. They were using them for stroke patients to help with orientation and spatial orientation. And they were also starting to think about pain management, phantom pain, they were telling me. So it was all very new, and I haven't followed up on this. But if you haven't seen your physical medicine and rehab specialist, and you haven't seen your physical therapist in a while, you said it was 4 years ago that you had the amputation, it might be worthwhile asking them a little bit more about virtual therapy with goggles, and or low doses of medications or acupuncture or something like that that could help.
Well, great. That's gives me some other avenues to go down. So,
yeah.
What I'll do is I'll get a hold of my doctor and have him refer me to proper people, and we'll go from there.
Yep, that's the way to go, my friend. Well, thank you for the question. This is what, it's always nice to get questions that make us stop and think.
Yeah.
Sometimes people call us with stuff we instantly know the answer, and other times we have to say, how do you solve this problem?
Sometimes you guys think before you talk, and you talk before you walk, and then you're so hung up on your music, you don't know what you're thinking about.
That's true, too. Yes.
I don't know where we...
Yeah. But the dancing is fun.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike, I don't know if you just insulted us or not, but in any case, thank you for calling in and for listening. We really do appreciate you.
Phantom pain is something I dealt with in our amputee population, and the amputations are for various reasons. But it's a real difficult thing to manage.
Yes.
What was nice to hear about him saying it was that it was only a couple of times that he had those aggravated episodes, which is a relief. So things, low doses of medication may really be good for him.
Well, and especially since it's at night.
Yeah.
Most of his episodes are at night, because a lot of the medications that we use for these have drowsiness as a side effect.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you're going to make him drowsy while he's sleeping, is a good time for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I have a pretty good friend that I've known for about 35 years. He's at least 65, 67. And when he was 18, he was standing, changing the oil in his car, and somebody drunk came up, and he lost his leg. And phantom leg pain is a very big problem for him now, like 40, 45 years later. And he's seen every doctor on the planet, he thinks, trying to solve it, and he can't. It's a real problem.
That's a tough one, So with the leg now gone, the brain that maps the sensation of pain doesn't have that leg. So it changes its mapping of it. So we think it maybe originates somewhere in the spinal cord, and it sends bad messaging, bad signals of pain sensation, where really there is no limb to cause the pain.
Yeah.
So that's a tough one.
That's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah. All right, a quick break. This will be a quick one, I do believe. And when we come back, we'll talk with Bob from Anacortes and about bladder leaks and high blood pressure. That'll be interesting. And then Joan has a question from Burien about neuropathy. So lots of reasons to stick around. And again, if you've got a question, give us a call, 1-888-312-5757. This song makes me remind that we were going to have a Husky football game today.
We were?
It got canceled.
Oh.
COVID.
That.
Last minute, one of the team members on one of the teams, I don't know any of the details, but no football today, Husky fans. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
I have been going to Longevity Medical for a year now, and I felt better than I've ever felt in my whole entire life. So I want to thank you, first of all. My wife, now she's been going to Longevity for about a month because I started liking her so good, I talked her into doing it too. Now we're both just buzzing right along here, and I can see her getting better every day.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring.
Ooh-ah.
It's too wonderful.
Ooh-ah.
It's too beautiful.
Ooh-ah.
It's a fantastic thing.
All right, 33 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Okay, let's just... Let's grab some more calls here. Let's go to Anacortes and talk to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
To say I've been a longtime listener, oftentimes out of state, but I'm in Washington right now. Do we have to have the free visit with you guys before getting the blood panel, or can we schedule the blood panel and come in and get that? To see about becoming a patient.
Okay. We prefer you to come on in and get the initial visit, although we can go right ahead sometimes and draw that blood panel off
well,
at the same
yes.
time.
Wait.
But.
Wait. You have to make a health analysis appointment.
Yes.
You do have to see the health advocate, but you can draw your blood on the same day. The thing is, you just have to plan to be in the clinic for a while.
Yep.
You have to then fill out the questionnaire while they give you the glucola, and they can do the blood test. So it can all be done on the same day. But yes you do have to see a health advocate first.
And the reason for that is that they're going to spend about 30 minutes or so going over a little PowerPoint presentation that I put together. That's going to explain a lot about what we do, how we do it, why we do it that way. And the reason I want everybody to see that before they get their blood test is after the blood test, your next visit, you're going to come in and sit down with one of my doctors for an hour. And I want that hour visit to be as productive as possible. If people have not had a systematic introduction to what we do and how we do it, then they end up wasting a lot of time asking the doctors questions that they should already have the answers to. Okay.
So
if I'm going to devote an hour of doctor time to you, I want it to be productive.
And with that in mind, let me also point out, Bob, that on our website, lmclinic.com, we have about a 45-minute, what we simply call, obviously, an introduction to longevity video. And it really is a wonderful introduction as to what we do. But again, to answer your question, you bet you come in for the free health analysis appointment. And if you, at the end of that appointment, say, yeah, I want to go to the next baby step. It's not a full commitment, but it's the next step of instead of just the two little tests, the really big mother load exam, blood panel. Yeah, you can do it right there and then. And most do. But you don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, very good. That answers that question. Here's the thing that I picked up from you guys about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was I was on tamiflosin, 4 milligram,
uh-huh.
0.4 milligram for bladder leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Initially, I was probably on it for almost 2 years. It worked pretty good, and then it was starting to not do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I've got the bottle refill, and at about the same time, you guys said that 15 to 20% of patients taking that product lose their ability to have an erection.
Yep.
And I mentioned that to my doctor, and she couldn't believe it. She comes back a few minutes later, and she says, yes, that is true. And you had two older blood products to take. Doxazosin is what mm-hmm. I think one of mm-hmm. them was.
And terazosin was the other, yes.
Terazosin?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doxazosin and terazosin. And they're the old mm-hmm. second-generation alpha blockers. So, but yes, what was your comment about those?
So I started on the doxazosin originally at 1 milligram, then for 6 months, and it worked. And then went to 2 because I was starting to have some issues, and it worked. And just gone up to 2 2s a day or 4.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered what effect that would have on my blood pressure. I'm on 40 milligrams of lisinopril.
Uh-huh.
And my blood pressure actually, I think, is better. It's 130 to 140 over 60 to 70.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the doxazosin is actually its approval from the FDA is as a blood pressure drug.
Yeah, and so the fear is that you'll drop your blood pressure too low. That's why we can't go so high on the doses.
Right, that's why we start with 1 milligram and slowly work it up. Yeah, doxazosin and terazosin were actually approved first as blood pressure drugs. And then we discovered that they helped urination and with prostate enlargement. So you know, the way you've been using it is actually a secondary, was off-label for many years and is now approved. But yes, we always expect your blood pressure to get under better control with that.
Well, so going to the 4, and I don't know how far up the person could go if you start having escapes or leaks. But
yeah. Well, you know, our concern, of course, is at some point if your prostate is continuing to enlarge to the point that you're getting, loss of control, then we probably ought to do something about the prostate. Right now, my favorite intervention for prostate is a procedure called a Rezum procedure, Rezum.
Oh, and okay.
And that is a procedure in which they put a scope up the penis to the prostatic urethra, and they use basically a curved needle that will come in and go up into the prostate and inject a little burst of steam, the hot water vapor, that basically kills some of the prostate tissue. And they need to inject it, you know, 2, 3, 4 places, and with each of these little bursts. And then over the course of the next few weeks, those areas of the prostate die and shrink up and give you more room. So it's a fast, relatively easy, low side effect, not nearly as many problems as the older, you know, where they're actually shelling out, cutting out big pieces of the prostate and destroying part of the urethra in the process. So it's a...
Yeah, that wouldn't be any good.
Yeah, it's a low trauma.
Whatever the test is for the prostate is very low. It hasn't been
PSA.
Changing.
Yeah, great. That's PSA. Good. Yeah. Yeah, and the beauty about the Rezum procedure is that insurance is starting to cover for it, and there are really good 5-year studies now about its efficacy and no downtime and other side effects. You were asking about the dose of doxazosin, and the highest dose you can go up to is 16 milligrams if there's no side effects. But for BPH, they like to stay at about 8 milligrams. So you might be getting up to that higher dose of upper limit of normal. So you should maybe start exploring with your urologist whether you're a candidate for Rezum procedure or not. I know that when the prostate size is beyond a certain point, they don't like to do Rezum. So you don't want to delay this too long if you're a good patient for it.
Okay. What about this loss of erection? That hasn't come back. I hear you talk about taking a 6th of a pill of Cialis. Generic.
Yeah, we use the Tadalafil, which is the generic name for Cialis. And we are normally prescribing a 20 milligram pill and having you take anywhere from a third to a fourth of the pill a day. You know, a third of a pill a day, you're on about 7 milligrams a day, a little under. And most guys get a very good response with that. So, and, you know, you get 90 pills for about $60 or $70. And, you know, 90 pills at a third of a pill a day, you're talking about best part of a year for under $100.
So. But you, now, are you using it currently, or are you asking us if
no.
you should be using it? You're not.
I met with a doctor last month, and he prescribed Levitra, but the pharmacy said that was like $700 for two months supply. So they're trying to get it changed to Cialis.
Okay.
He could actually, the pharmacist could get 40 milligram Cialis cheaper than 20.
Yeah. What you can do, though, is, I mean, if you're under your insurance, somehow it gets really strange. Go online, go to goodrx.com, look up Tadalafil 20 milligram, and it'll ask you whether you're talking about 30, 60, or 90 a day.
Put in Tadalafil.
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 With an L. But Tadalafil is, you can buy it with that coupon for almost a year supply for $60 or $70. So.
Okay, so if you're really going to do that, be very careful about your blood pressure. Now you're going to be on three different medications that will lower your blood pressure.
That's right, and Tadalafil will lower your blood pressure.
So don't use this lightly. You have to be very careful if you're going to use it the first time. Make sure you're sitting down, using it in the evening, have some water, maybe even, you know, talk to your doctor about whether you should use your blood pressure medication, that first dose or not. Don't take it with alcohol. You will really drop your pressure. All this vasodilatation will cause a drop in your blood pressure. So you may have to adjust your meds with your physician.
Yeah, definitely you do.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things where, you know, we can talk about it on the radio. We don't prescribe it on the radio. You need to sit down with your doctor, go over the, you know, the pluses and the minuses. But, you know, this is probably the cheapest approach to erectile disorder drugs anywhere around. So, you know, you're 270 days for $70. I mean, come on.
Would it be good to drop the lisinopril from the 40 milligram down to 20?
Once more, this is something you're going to have to discuss with your physician that's writing the prescriptions.
Okay.
But you know,
okay.
I would not be shocked if that was part of the process.
That's right.
You know, if you were my patient, my biggest worry is dropping your pressure too low.
Yeah.
Have you fall down the stairs and kill yourself?
Okay. Oh my.
So you know, so I would rather let your pressure run a little bit high for a few days until I know, than to let it drop too low and get you in real trouble.
And low would be,
well,
what kind of a reading?
When that systolic pressure drops down below about 90, most people get dizzy. Okay.
Okay.
And what'll often happen is if you're sitting down and check your pressure, it looks fine. It's when you stand up and gravity pulls the blood out of your head towards your feet that you fall down. And so once more, my general approach to this would be to lower blood pressure drugs first, then add the Tadalafil, then you can add the blood pressure drugs back if you need to. But,
okay.
You know, you're effectively adding another blood pressure drug.
Yeah. So. And also be very careful. If you generally run around systolic of 130, dropping you to 90 will be a huge drop for you.
That's right.
So for you, you may even need to be very, you know.
Yeah, but see, he might only drop to 120 when he's sitting.
Sure.
And then he gets up and starts to walk, and it may drop to 70 or 80, and he falls on his nose.
Yeah, and it has happened.
Right.
So be careful.
Okay. You got time for one more thing that I like?
Real quickly, you bet.
The Abbott Labs Freestyle Libra 14-day sensor. I love it. I've, in about 3 years, taken my blood A1C from over 10 down to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing, because it's you can always sense it, it teaches me so much about what I'm eating and
yes,
and
great, yeah, very good. That's great.
Yes.
Okay, so, but again,
well,
you
thank
know,
you for your program.
Okay. Well, and with your diabetes, you've got another big reason here to have the erectile disorder, obviously.
Yes. So. Yeah, and so keeping your sugars down is going to help you
a lot.
That. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you for the call, sir. We greatly appreciate it.
You know, this highlights so importantly one body, but multiple systems being treated by different physicians for different things, yet they're all connected.
Yes, they are. That's why everybody needs a family physician that is reviewing it all.
Sure.
That's right. And with that, we will take our final break. And when we come back, we'll take a call from Joan. Has a question about neuropathy. Oh, that can be a problem. And then Mike has a question about phantom leg pain, I believe.
Another one.
Another one. So don't go far. We'll be back.
I'm in the longevity program in Lynnwood with Dr. Armstrong, and I'm very happy. And one of the things I realized why it's being very successful for me is that I feel like I have a personal coach.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at two men who were gambling in the dark.
All right, we got 10 minutes to go here. Let's go to Joan in Burien. Hey, Joan, we're glad you called.
Hi, thank you. Is this okay audio-wise?
Yes.
Yep, here it is fine. How can we help?
Okay, I have developed neuropathy in my feet. I'm not a diabetic. I started in February doing RST treatment, the Neogen. Are you guys familiar with that?
I'm not. She no. might be. Go ahead.
What? Yeah. Like,
so it is a little bizarre, but it's kind of like a Neogen electric stim involving then like vitamin B shots given in three different places around the ankle, and then it's a series of like 24 treatments where you go in, you get the shots, and then this electric stim for up to 45 minutes, and then it's different cycles that it runs through. I went there about 8 or 9 times, and it was actually resolving. And then COVID hit. It was right across from Ground Zero for COVID in Kirkland, Washington, by the Evergreen Hospital. And I've been watching it throughout the year, and it's coming back just as strong as it was before. So, I mean, it's expensive. I do have insurance, but it's also like 3 times a week. And then I don't know really what happens after 24 visits, if that's a magic number or if the circulation is replaced and if the therapy is long lasting or if it's ongoing. So I've listened to you guys a couple times on Saturday mornings. And I wanted to know if you had some input on it.
Unfortunately, I know nothing about it. So.
Yeah, no, I'm also, I mean, we know about TENS machine, right? That's it. That
sure.
does help with peripheral neuropathy and pain for peripheral neuropathy. But if you think about the mechanism, she's diabetic. The high sugar levels are going to continue to exacerbate her symptoms. So if she's going to get relief, my biggest bet will be it'll be temporary. Now, that temporary could be months or years. I don't know. But more than likely, it will come back eventually. If, you know,
and it sounds like it has.
Yeah, but she didn't clean. She didn't clean the temp.
She said she's not.
Oh, sorry, my apologies. I misheard you.
But you know, but her therapy was helping.
Yes.
You know, and then she stopped because of the COVID.
Yes.
And now that it's reoccurring. So, I mean, that's encouraging.
Yes.
I don't know anything about this particular therapy, so I can't give you any guidance, except that if it is working, I'd go back.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and if you want more information, just write to us on email. And, Jerry, if you get that, send it to me. I'll take a look.
Sure. And, you know, we're always willing to investigate things. So if you go to our website, lmclinic.com, and there's a Contact Us tab, hit Contact Us, send an email out, address it, in this case, to Dr. UMAT, and, you know, the staff will forward it on to her, and she'll be able to take a look, do some research, and, you know, then we can talk about it on the air here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You know, give her, say, 2 weeks. I've got her kind of busy doing a lot of stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, if you send it off today, she'll probably get it Monday or Tuesday. The staff will route it to her and then let her have a couple of weeks to free up her schedule and find something out. And, you know, then we can chat if you call us back.
Right. Happy to take a look at it. Anything like that would be worthwhile to maybe our listeners as
well. About, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Anything else, Joan?
Well, my other question was if you had heard of platelet-rich plasma therapy for...
Oh, yes.
For neuropathy? Is that your question?
Neuropathy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically, it sounds safe. You know, the science about PRP actually came from muscle and joint. It was used for tendonitis and for pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, it sounds safe. But you said ankle? Is that what you said? They want to inject PRP in your ankle?
No, I just heard about that a couple hours ago, so I haven't done any research on it. But I was told about it as a treatment for neuropathy in my feet.
Yeah, platelet-rich plasma is being used for an awful lot of things. You know, those platelets have 9 different growth factors in them. So when you concentrate the platelets into the serum, and then you can inject it, because you're not injecting a drug, you're injecting your own tissues there. It'll release growth factors that can improve blood supply and help tissues to heal and repair. So, you know, it's one of those things that it might work. It's got certainly the possibility, but I don't know anybody myself that's doing PRP injections for peripheral neuropathy.
Yeah, Dr. Dan Nelson does not?
I don't know. You know, I know Dan does local PRP for tendonitis and ligament injuries, and that, but I don't know about neuropathy.
Boy, he'd be the first I'd call. We've had him as a guest on the show a number of times, but you could call Dr. Dan Nelson. He is in Totem Lake. He's with Pro Ortho, and his number is 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000. He just did PRP in my right knee, and after about 2 or 3 weeks, I'm now able to walk 15,000-20,000 steps a day without pain.
Yeah.
And it made a monster difference in my knee. Yeah.
PRP is well established for joint pain, ligament pain, that sort of thing. I'm just not aware of it, literature on it with neuropathy.
That's right. I'm not either.
But Dan is more up to date on these things. So
yeah, even his
a great referral.
His physician assistant, Sarah, is very, very sharp, and even a quick chat with her might make really good sense. And again, Dr. Dan Nelson's number, 425-823-4000. Thank you, Joan.
Great. Thank you all so much.
Hey, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
My apology to Mike in Maple Valley. We are not able to get to you. We're down to about a minute. He had another question or a comment, I think, about phantom leg pain. In fact, let us go to Mike. Mike, we have about 45 seconds. Is there anything we can do, or a very, very quick question for you?
Yeah, very simply and quickly. I read some time ago about a fellow who was an ex-GI was traveling around Vietnam on a bicycle with a mirror, and he was finding people that had lost a leg to a landmine. He'd have them sit in a chair for a few minutes with the mirror held in such a way close to the missing leg, so when they looked down, they would see the right, the whole leg.
Yeah.
And he convinced their brains that that leg was there.
Yeah.
And it put an end to the pain.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That is a therapy that is being used for phantom leg pain. It's mirror
Isn't
therapy.
That, physical I've heard therapy that too now that yes. he mentions it.
Yes.
Mike, that's
yes.
fascinating.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up.
I have a sneak and lunch. We'll talk about this more again sometime, but we got to say goodbye. And thank you, everyone, for being with us today. A quick reminder. There are a lot of reasons you want to consider a free health analysis appointment. If you're not happy with your aging process, for goodness sakes, don't give up on yourself. Please, don't give up on yourself. First step might be the free health analysis appointment. You get two free tests. You get a blood test and the special in-body test. And $100 of free longevity supplements just when you come on in. To make your own appointment, go to lmclinic.com. It's easy to do at lmclinic.com. Or you can call the office Monday morning at 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. And have a wonderful, really, have a good rest of your weekend. We'll see you next Saturday.